Good day and welcome to Tourism Chit Chat, a weekly radio program that seeks to educate, inform and excite the Vincentian society about tourism generally and about tourism in St. Vincent and the Grenadines specifically. I am your host, Viran Brayton. In today's program, we feature an excerpt from this country's first annual tourism lecture, which formed part of the 2014 Tourism Month program and which was celebrated during the month of November. The lecture was delivered by Dr. Akola Cameron, lecturer at the University of the West Indies, St. Augustine campus. So sit back, listen, learn, and enjoy.
Going to Robben Island, we were able to, you know, you walk through the different areas and so forth. Here is where the connection came for me. The tour guide at the Robben Island Museum, if you want to call that, in the prison, was a former inmate with Nelson Mandela. He was able to actually walk us through, this is how Nelson Mandela felt when he was in this particular space. This is what they did when they were here, and so forth. And he was recounting the stories of life in prison with Nelson Mandela. It wasn't just a tour guide telling you, well, this is where he slept, and in 1804, this is what happened here, and they did mining here, and so forth. He wasn't just telling us as a tour guide, this is what happened, third-hand experience. This man was there. He told the story from a personal perspective. Connection? Yes. Another example, there was this museum, apartheid museum in downtown Cape Town. Typical museum, you have all the pictures and you have all the artifacts and so forth about what it was like living in the apartheid experience. Engagement, yes, I was very engaged because, I mean, I was able to see what the experience was like and so forth. Here's where the connection came. In a little corner in the museum, there's this old lady sitting on a rocking chair. You had the opportunity as a visitor to this museum to go and sit with this old lady. She lived during the apartheid time. And you can just sit around her feet, a group, whoever, and she can just tell you stories upon stories about what it was like through that apartheid experience. Connection? Yes. Why? Because you were able to live through this woman exactly what happened. You know, experiential tourism is not just about a series of activities that you engage your guest in. What makes the difference is making the connection with that particular guest. I'll tell you another story, and I'm bringing it home for you now. I went to Beckway today. So the tour guide took us around. We went up to Hamilton Fort. We took pictures, and he's telling us about this cannon and that cannon and which is British and which is French. And we went over to the Turtle Sanctuary, and we went different parts, Princess Margaret Bay and so forth, and giving the history and the story and so forth and so forth. Engagement, yes, very engaged because I love Beckway and the environment and so forth. Did I connect? No, I didn't connect, but I was engaged. Here's where the connection came. Traveling back on the ferry, sitting next to this man. So we're talking, I say, boy, I'm feeling, I'm really looking forward to this ride now because I feel I'll be upset and what. And then he started to talk about, I'm a seaman and, you know, these things don't bother me and da-di-da-di-da. As the conversation went on, he started talking about whaling in Beckway. And this man's, and he said he's a whaler. And he started to recount his story about whaling in Beckway. Now, when he started to talk, I said, but I remember the tour guide mentioning that whaling is a big thing in Beckway, and he was telling us what whaling is about. But I didn't really connect it. I just thought it was, yeah, there's something that they do in Beckway. The connection came when this whaler, the whaler himself, started to recount how he feels when he's on the boat and when the whale comes up and what happens to the boat and how they make the material and how they harpoon the whale. And if you see the emotion and the passion of this whaler, at that point, I was like, I understand Beckway. I understand the importance of the whaling industry and the fact that it's a tradition that they've been carrying on for all these years and so forth. But if you hear this whaler recount his story, his experience, and I connected with him. And you know what? He said, you know what, I hope to see you next time in the whale season, January to April. And I thought, but I really want to come back to Beckway to experience what this thing would be like. Because he talked about everybody in Beckway and the mountaintops looking out for when the whale comes in. And I thought, what a heck of an experience that would be. And it's something you probably take for granted, not so? And for me, the whaler is what made that connection. So I connected with Beckway in a different way. It wasn't just lying on Princess Margaret Beach and soaking up the sun and soaking up the, you know, the nice water. But the people and the importance of this thing to Beckway, just, it just resonated with me. And it's something you take for granted, but it was special for me. And it would be special to anybody who hears the story of the whaler and not just the tour guide telling you, yeah, well, whaling is important and we've been doing it since so many years and this family carries it on. You understand what I'm saying? The connection. And that is what the tourists of tomorrow, that's what they're looking for. So, if it is that I'm proposing that St. Vincent and the Grenadines seeks to get this connection, then how do you go about doing that? That's the obvious question that you would ask. Right? So, how is it different? How is this experiential tourism different from what we know tourism to be? A tourism product is what you buy. A tourism experience is what you remember, right? Because you would have connected with the destination. So here's what I want you to take away, the specifics, particularly for those who are intimately involved with developing community-based tourism. Look at the difference between traditional tourism products and an experiential tourism product, which is what you should be aiming after. Traditional tourism product will ask the question, what sector are we designing the package for? Is it cruise? Is it adventure? Is it eco? Experiential tourism would ask, what makes our community special? Example, is it the people? Is it the place? Is it the story? Is it the tradition? You see the different thinking? It's not just about your product, but it's about you, the people, the community. And you have to look inward to determine what is it about me that people, you know, would want to connect with. What activities or amenities does our community have to offer? The traditional approach, experiential with us. What memories do we want our visitors to leave with? Which is key. Like my memory of the whaler and his experience. What can visitors do when they are... Oh, Lord. What can visitors do when they arrive? Where should they stay? What activities and so forth should they focus on? Traditional approach would consider that. Experiential, what traveler interests are aligned with what we have to offer, right? And then finally, what partners or suppliers will want to be part of the package? Experiential tourism would ask, who do I need to collaborate with? Which experiential programs exist or could be developed? How can the experience be personalized? What unique, authentic, and local treasures can be celebrated, can be showcased or engaged in? You see the difference in the focus? It's an internal focus as opposed to an external focus. It's more you. When you're embracing community tourism, it has to do with you looking on the inside and determining what is it you want your visitor to remember about you, as opposed to focusing so strictly on, is it an eco product? Is it a this product? Is it a that product? What is it you want them to remember? What is unique and special about you? So, visitor experiences in demand. This is what people are looking for, folks. They want to reach into the community. They want to meet the people. They want kitchen parties, they want home visits, they want farm visits, they want community experiences, right? They want participatory, hands-on, interactive activities. And I'm well over time now. But one example from New Zealand. In New Zealand, what they do is that hands-on, interactive activity. Instead of going to the handicraft shop and buying your handicraft, you go to the handicraft shop and you make your handicraft. So you go into the handicraft shop and they have the material there and you get to make your own souvenir. The handicraft man is still making money, you know, but in a different way. In a different way, right? They want special access behind the scenes and exclusivity. You won't believe when I was in Beckley today. My whole thing is, so where do you live? Asking the tour guide. Where's your community? Because I'm kind of interested in, let me feel the people. You know, you want to get a kind of behind the scenes look at what is life like in Beckley. I don't just want to lie on Princess Margaret Beach. And that is what tourists are looking for. Sun plus something else. They want learning and discovery. They want shared experiences. Right? I can leave this for you. These are just some ingredients of a well-crafted experience, which any community engaging in community-based tourism need to take these points into account. Right? So you'll have the slides and you can look at specifically what would be required. So the question I want to leave for you, particularly for those who are somehow related to community-based tourism and embracing community-based tourism, I want to challenge you. How can you achieve engagement, connection, and transformation? And that should be your thinking when you're trying to embrace community-based tourism. And I think I'll stop there. Thank you for
You have been listening to Tourism Chit Chat, brought to you by the Ministry of Tourism in collaboration with the St. Vincent and the Grenadines Hotel and Tourism Association and this station. I am your host, Viran Breton, saying goodbye until next time.
St. Vincent and Islands, setting the Caribbean, it's widely regarded as the gem of the Antilles. It specially caters for holiday makers, so do not omit it.